بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on mujahada, person striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving against his nafs, striving against shaitan, and striving against the physical enemy. Today's hadith, عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتبع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the three things accompany the deceased to his grave. Three things accompany a person to his grave. Actually, the word that is used, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتُ ثَلَاثَةٌ. According to us, according to our mazhab, this word يَتْبَعُ means that follow a person to his grave. So one masla we learn from here is that we should be following the janazah, not that we go ahead of the janazah. Sometimes a person has got a car, sometimes a person leaves the masjid quickly and he starts proceeding towards the qabrustan, he's going ahead of the janazah. What we should be doing is we should be following the janazah. So we go behind the janazah so that we don't give it that little bit of extra respect. Now we're following the janazah. As the janazah is going, we are following it. So one thing we learn from this part of the hadith, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتْ, that we follow the mayyit. Anyway, moving on, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ, the three things follow the mayyit. أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ, that his family, his wealth and his deeds. Now we might think to ourselves, we can understand that his family follows him, his deeds follow him towards the qabr. But what about his wealth following him? It was an ancient Arab practice that all the wealth, all his animals, all his slaves would be brought there to the qabr. And that would be like the last farewell to give him from everything he owned. Everything he owned would be brought right till there, and now those things will be taken back. So even his wealth will be there. Or sometimes you can even understand it in today's time. A person passes away, but his children, or he's got one son, for example, and now that one son comes with the car, with his car also, he brings his car and comes to the Qabrustan. So it's as though his wealth is there. Or in those days, it would be an animal that somebody would come with, one heir that is entitled to it would come there. So it's as though his wealth also has come there to the Qabrustan. So two explanations. So anyway, moving on. The three things accompany a person, his family, his wealth and his deeds. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two of these things return and one thing remains with him. His family and his wealth returns while his deeds remain. A person is there in the qabr, that his family that was there, they read for him and they go away. His wealth that was there, that has to go away. It can't stay. Nobody's wealth stays with him in his qabr. But what will remain with a person is his deeds. What a beautiful example. What a simple hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. But what a beautiful lesson it is. That, in other words, focus on that thing that is going to stay with you. The other things are not going to stay with you. Not that a person doesn't have any focus on it. But he gives preference to that thing. Athiru ma yabqa ala ma yafna. Give preference to that thing that is going to remain forever and forever and forever over those things that are going to perish. The house he has one day that was built from dust, it's going to return to dust. The family that he has one day, the family also is going to go. But his amal that he is doing, that amal will remain forever and forever and forever. So in other words, if you want to focus your time, your effort, your energies, use it to do good things. Those things that will benefit people, those things that will benefit yourself, those things that will help you when you're in your qabr. As Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayh, on occasion he went to visit one person in Gush. So that person was in a stoop, in like the veranda, you can say. He was fitting one light bulb. So now he didn't want to give too much of attention to the jamaat that had come. So he tells Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayh, he tells the jamaat, you can't see that I'm fitting this light bulb. I'm busy now. I don't have time to speak to you all. So Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayh just told him one thing. He said, we won't take up much of your time. I'll just leave you with one small message and then we'll go away. He told him, don't forget to put one light bulb in your qabr. Don't forget to put one globe in your qabr. Because the qabr is also a dark place and you need a bulb. Very similar to how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making us think. That don't forget when you're in the qabr, you'll need actions. That place, you'll need currency. Like how when you go overseas, you need currency, you need foreign currency. When you go in the qabr, you need currency. And the currency of the qabr is actions, is amal. Don't forget to take those things. Everything else will come till the qabr, and that will go away. But that currency of the qabr, that light of the qabr, that assistance of the qabr is actually your amal, is actually our amal. So therefore our focus should be on our actions that we do. So anyway, this person was so touched. Many years later, he came up to Hazrat Jibai Fajar Rahmatullahi and he met him. He said, "You remember me?" He said, "The face is a little bit familiar, but I don't remember you too well." He said, "I was that person that was fitting that light bulb. And when you told me that don't forget to put one bulb in your qabr, one globe in your qabr, it hit me so hard that I'm making so much effort here to put lights and making my house nice, but I haven't made anything nice for my house that I'm going to go to in the qabr. How much effort I should be spending for that place where I'm going to be spending so many more years than I'm spending in this dunya." So I decided to change my whole life. And this person had come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had changed his life completely. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. These are simple examples given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to make us think. Everything else you're making effort for, make effort for that thing that is going to stay with you, is going to help you when you need it at the time of need. So you should focus mostly on those things that will assist you. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.